4CF monitoring.
That's why I figured you'd be home eating by now.
10-4 TFW.
I'm all ready. Good evening, gentlemen.
You, I called you Russell and met Andrew.
Much, much worse. doing pretty good. Like I said, on my way home, finally.
It's rolling into the northern Greer here on 29.
Probably the most boring literature I've ever read, but some of the most exciting at the same time. The contract on the truck.
New wheels before you know it.
We're in that sight and all at the same time, but I get it. So just say new truck.
The part that says if something happens to this one, they settle in 30 days.
For the lien holder, not the insurance company. This is a different... going with a different insurance company, so we're working on that one too.
To keep you straight.
Find me a ride up there to get it right now. The town south of St. Louis, Missouri.
Pictures of it?
Roger that.
Some of them people take pictures of houses, make it look so good, and when you get there, it's like, man.
I'm with you there, but I'm hoping this is another tool distributor that he's cutting me some courtesy and doing the right thing, but you never know. And there's no way I know until I get there.
What you need, you'll be on your way back home, man, at Fort Long.
Pulling out Friday morning to go get it, and then try to be back home by late Saturday night, or late Friday night, early Saturday morning.
An 11-hour ride to St. Louis, isn't it?
That Google Maps says it's 8.5 hours to his address from mine.
Yeah, than you normally on?
But I have been noticing a lot of static, even on the receive.
Sounded different, but maybe not. Just ABB.
Talking to Russell earlier, it was like a wave would come through, and then I couldn't hear nothing he was saying. And then it'd be gone, and just like normal.
A few times in the morning. Started with you, Kim, was in the morning, but I think it was Tim I was talking to. No, it was Mike. I was talking to Mike, and I mean, it sounded like he went down in a hole and he just couldn't hear anything.
You know what radio he's on and where he's at, I think that messes up his signal.
He's shooting up here at the house, so, and I'm doing I'm not moved, nothing's changed, so, but like I said, up here, just a wave comes through and interferes with stuff. One day I got good reception, next day I don't. I don't know what it is. All I got was truck radio.
Quick on the mic, and Ed, I know I didn't give you a chance to get in there this morning when I was talking with Ed. Sorry about that. KN4TFW.
Actually, noise on. I don't know if it's just me or if y'all are hearing it too.
Here, whenever Ken talked, I heard his entire sentence.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything.
Just up here, then I don't know what it is. I don't know what to do to fix it.
Strange. I've had my fair share of antenna problems. I don't really know.
So for HKX Friday, it seems like when the sun's out and hitting my antenna, that's when the problem occurs.
Them old timers, I guess. It's out of my class.
Right there, you were at 8 or 9 on the S meter, so I mean, it's not like I'm not picking it up.
What kind of antenna you running on?
The Tram 1481 or 82. It's one of the Tram antennas. I've been using it for a little while now. not blowing up here right now. At least I don't think so.
I don't know what to say, but it is pretty weird that the sun's up and that you have an issue.
So good night.
Usually, but, I mean, I've not paid that close of attention. I notice it more when I get home in the afternoon and the sun's out, and that's when the sun's hitting the antenna. That's when I've noticed it the most.
There's a loose connection, and when the sun shines on it, it gets hot. And, you know what I mean? And the connection's intermittent.
On that one.
You guys have been at this longer than I have. Y'all supposed to be helping me.
But yeah, that one's a strange one.
Before HKX Friday, and what's funny to me about it is I changed antennas to see if that would make a difference, and it didn't seem to make any difference at all.
I'll just 73 to you guys and hope you guys have an awesome evening and look forward to catching you guys in the morning.
Andrew, Ken, you two doubled. I heard Ken, but I couldn't hear Andrew but the last little bit.
I might need an old timer on that one. Can't believe Ken stepped on.
Dad, I was saying 73 to you guys. I'm about to pull in the driveway.
Thanks, Ken. Have a good evening. And if Miss Susan's off, tell her we say hello and enjoy your time together. KO4HX. And I'll be here, Andrew.
Enjoy your evening. Hope we'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CEF. How about it for Father's Day, Patrick? I got me a Morse code. I guess it's, I don't know if they call them cooties or bugs or side sweepers or what, but it's a key where you move it side to side instead of my straight key that I had.
Do you like that better?
Play with it and kind of go through, you know, alphabet and my call sign and stuff. I think the thing I like the most is that because it's electronic and on my radio, I can set it up to where the dits and dahs, it'll just keep repeating one after the other. As long as you hold it in one direction, it'll just keep going. So you can just do as many as you need.
That's something I know zero about is Morse code. I mean, I know zero about it other than its dits and dahs.
There's things I've been wanting to learn, and I've been practicing since I got my license, and I just never have really, I can't get it down. It's just that thing that's out there that I just can't get down pat. I mean, I do okay with my alphabet, but to hear it and copy it, that's where I'm struggling at, and yeah, I just have a hard time with it, but I got to get it, you know? I can't stop till I get it.
I understand. It's just one of those things, you're not going to let it beat you.
Anyway, and I guess because there's no requirement, you know, I don't put a lot of pressure on myself, but at the same time, I want to do it because it's, you know, depending on the right situation or, you know, like on my antenna, 40 meters is noisy. I can't hardly do single sideband at all, but you go down the Morse code, start working CW, 50 megahertz. I mean, that's just such a thin slice. It's hard for the noise to bother the signal.
Yeah, that's something I haven't messed with a whole lot at all up here at HF. I listened a little bit, but I haven't got my antenna up the way I want it up, so I don't mess with it a whole lot. I've played a little bit on 10 meters, but nothing to talk about.
A lot of nothing on my radio lately. Just haven't felt like there's been much I could do. I try to do some parks on the air, and I look on the log, it's showing people calling, but got there and I couldn't hear nothing hardly, and it seems like conditions are just not right now.
A 10 meter and has been opening up quite a bit lately.
On that, I actually heard somebody barely pulled the signal out yesterday. I heard somebody doing Morse code on 10 meters. Yeah, when it opens, you'll hear that every once in a while, but Usually it's SD8 and then a little bit of single sideband.
Up on this 2-meter single sideband. Have you looked at it at all?
Before. I haven't done it lately. But, I mean, I've heard it can be a lot of fun, you know, a lot of different people to talk to. You know, you make further contacts, spinning the signal and all that, but I've only got one radio, and that's my 7100 that will do 2-meter single sideband. And then I'd have to build a dipole, or I think it'd be better if you had a little small beam you could use, then you could point it in a certain direction.
That's probably true. I was watching a YouTube video the other day, and this guy had this little pack. It's called a pack tenna, and it's just a little square, and on each side of it you can put a BNC antenna on, like the 19-inch Nagoyas or whatever. You can use that, or the telescoping ones, and you can use that on 2-meter. And he's making contacts up to 200 miles away with just that little antenna there.
About, I mean, because if you were to not be on talking on the repeater, you'd probably get, what, maybe 5, maybe 10 miles if you were lucky. I mean, just to make 200-mile contacts, it seems crazy.
It's strange for it to cut through that way, but... I mean, I've got a CB that does single sideband before I got my ham radio license, and I've talked all the way up to Chicago on 4 watts on it, or actually it's 12 watts on sideband, so it does pretty good.
I don't know, it's just something about it. It just seems like it's a lot crazier to have an idea versus, I mean, even CB is, you know, it's 11 meters basically. So it doesn't seem that far-fetched to me, where 2 meters, you know, it seems like the range is so limited without the repeaters, but yet you can somehow make single sideband contacts, you know, hundreds of miles.
It does seem strange, and I don't think it's going to do real well up here where I'm at, because the mountains are going to obstruct it, but you never know. I mean, I just thought it was neat, and I was watching the videos and reading about it, and, it seemed pretty neat and fascinating, just like the whole hobby does to me.
I mean, I'd love to take a little more advantage of, like, you know, the 6 meters. Even that one, you know, that would be neat to take advantage of. There's supposed to be 6-meter repeaters around here, but I've never successfully done anything with it nor heard anybody on them, so I don't know if they're even active. But, yeah, I mean, I looked into it at one point in time, but I scanned the bands a little bit here and there, and you don't really hear anybody. So I think it just takes the right conditions and just, you know, I guess random chance that you find somebody, unless you set up a schedule the contact.
Just like you were saying, I think there's so few radios out there that people are actually even trying it, is what a lot of it is, because he was checking into nets when there's 2-meter sideband nets out where he's at.
You can't only find radios that offer it. I mean, like I said, my 7100, it has it. And I don't know, I'm sure there's more, but, you know, you got to spend a chunk of money. You're not going to buy a $200-$300 car radio with single sideband on it. But, you know, then again, you're probably working your vertical antenna instead of horizontal, so... I don't know if the benefits would be there.
You're supposed to use a horizontal polarized antenna, not a vertical, for better results. And that's what that little pack antenna is. It's a horizontal antenna.
Set up and you want to try it, I will get the 7100 deployed and build a little dipole and figure out something. I mean, that's not a huge dipole, so it wouldn't be that hard to sling one together. If you ever want to give it a shot, we'll try it out.
Let me get whatever's going on with this antenna fixed first. I got to figure it out. I don't know what it is, so I'll figure it out one day. I guess I'll have to take it all the way down and redo it and see what's going on.
I mean, it could be coax connector, it could be anything, so who knows. Just good luck with that. Just ain't gotta wait on the weather to be a good time to get it down. Well, Patrick, I've just pulled up in the yard and I'm gonna head on. Hopefully we'll holler at you either in the morning or maybe tomorrow evening. So this is KO4CEF and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good evening, 73s to you, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning. I got to get up and get out a little early in the morning, so maybe I can catch you then. KO4HKX, and I'll be monitoring.